This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Andy Baskin calls him the best dressed man in radio.
Oh, no question.
I call him former Browns running back. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is Jamel White. Hello, Jamel.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Oh, you know, it's another day. We all woke up breathing, so that's a start to a good day.
Good point.
That's deep, Jamel. That's deep.
This is a Mensa conversation. Hey. Welcome to Mensa Radio.
Yeah. Hey, Jamel, riddle me this. Am I wrong in wanting to see Odell Beckham be a factor in this offense?
No, you're not wrong. I think that that's a good question. I mean, you know, you got to think about there's a flip side to it as well. But, you know, him and Baker got to get on the same page. But at the same time, he's just coming off an injury. You know, he didn't have the OTAs, which is a good time for wide receivers and quarterbacks to link up. So, you know, it's going to take some while. Didn't play preseason stuff. So it's a little bit that goes into it.
Jamel, when you watched the end of the game on Sunday, what went through your mind?
Oh, my God. What's the next big play? I mean, it was a ton of big plays. Like, I kind of seen a little bit of what Kevin kind of said about his play calling and all that other stuff. But, you know, playing the game, it's not – like how fans would see it. I always look at, okay, the coach, you got to look at every different option that the coach is thinking about. You know what I mean? Like, so when I look at the game, I'm not looking at it the same way that a fan is looking at it. I'm looking at it trying to figure out, what is the coach thinking right now with timeouts or no timeouts and all that other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The big plays were kind of amazing. You know, on both sides in that game, Jamel. When does a team learn? How does a team learn? Might be a better way of putting it. How you put a game away. You know, because the Browns have had two opportunities to do that against pretty good teams. They haven't done it. The other games, I would say they kind of had handled, you know, before you got there. But against the Chiefs, against the Chargers, you're right there. You could be 5-0, but you couldn't put it away. What goes into that, Jamel?
I think it's a lot of just getting plays together, man, and actually understanding what your strengths are. You know, the Browns, they have two good running backs. It's no question. You know, no one will ever question that. Wasting time out of the game, keeping your defense off the field, not passing when you don't need to. You know, like for me, and the way that I look at the Browns, I would consistently run the ball. Not to take away anything from Baker, but if you have those workhorses back there, you don't want to run them into the ground, but at the same time, you want to try and take as much time off the clock as possible, not letting the other team on the field. So putting the game away, now that's something completely different. When you have the rule of thumb is always if you have more turnovers than the other team or if you have 4 turnovers, you should always win the game. You know, you should always capitalize on the game. So, I mean, but in this game, you can look at it the other way as well. You know, how many field goals did the other team miss? You know what I mean? So you got to look at it both ways. So putting the games away is not going to be an issue in the future, I don't think. But, you know, here in Cleveland, it's always a tendency of, oh, man, we lost the game. Back to the same old Browns. And that's not the case.
Jamel, we were talking about this earlier about confidence in your head coach, and I said I respect Kevin Stefanski for saying, hey, I've got to learn, I've got to be better as a coach. Would you rather have a coach like that or a coach who thinks they're right all the time?
Oh, dude, I'd rather have a coach like that. I'd rather have a coach that will admit his mistakes. And I think that the way that the team kind of – the way that they respond to him is because they know he's that type of coach. You know what I mean? So I can only give you the situations that I've been in with B.A. Bruce would tell you straight up, like, hey, man, I messed up. But that's the difference for a player that will play for you than a player that will not play for you, because no matter any player that you call, you're going to always be right. And that player, if they seen something that was wrong, they're going to always be wrong. So, you know, why would I want to play for a person like that? You know what I mean? So they will never understand that back end side with him. Dude, I love a coach that can come out and be like, you know what, I need to do a better job calling plays when we get down to the end of the game.
Jamel, how often, and I'm sure it happens every once in a while, but when you were playing at any level, I guess, and you had the play come in from the sidelines and the entire team might be looking around going, is this guy nuts?
Dog, that has happened several times. I can tell you from youth football all the way up to college to professional, like, I've been in a play where, you know, BA might have called a trap, and it's like third and whatever. I'm like, why are we running this? But there's a reason behind it. I don't need to know it. I just need to execute the play. You know what I mean? I need to do – that's not my job to make those decisions. I'm not going to really be like, all right, timeout. B.A., what is this that you were – what exactly are we supposed to do with this play? You know, you're not going to do that. You're just going to do your job. Hopefully it works out and whatever. But at the same time, look at the NFL now compared to how it used to be. How many of these teams go on 4th and 10?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Things are changing. And you look at, you know, there's a high school coach that used to go on, never punted the ball. Now he's a college coach and lost 70-0 not punting the ball. But the reality is, you look at the NFL now, 4th and 10, you look around and be like, all right, they may be going for it. So everybody's defense is still on the field. Before, 4th and 10 was like, everybody off, let's get the punting unit on. Right. That doesn't happen anymore.
As a player, as an offensive player, and as a guy who's watching the Browns closely, you've seen Kevin Stefanski at the end against Kansas City. You've seen him at the end against the Chargers in games that are real winnable, Jamel. What would you say? Hey, Kevin, maybe try this.
Depends. All right, so when you look at – you got to see the game. That's kind of a loaded question a little bit, because you got to know where he's at in the game. You got to know, are you in a red zone? How many points are you down by? What's the personnel that's...
Maybe a bigger philosophy picture, Jamel. You know, rather than a specific play call, what philosophy should you take into that situation? Because whatever they've done twice, it hasn't worked.
Well, I mean, the weapons that you have on the field, I mean, you got to make sure your personnel's right. And like I said, man, I can't really say what he should be calling, because like, being a head coach is different than being a player on the field or understanding or seeing the people on top up in the booth, and they could look down and see, all right, this is the defense they're going to be running. This should be open in the flats. Or sometimes, and it's crazy to say this, sometimes you can run a draw and get a first down. Yeah. and you could be back by 10 yards. You could run a draw and get a first down. It's just depending on what is seen. So for me, when I look at things, I can recognize, because I've played it before, there's other things that go on during a game. They're not wearing those headsets for nothing. You know what I mean? There's things that's being said to them. There's things that's going on the sideline. There's personnel changes. There's injuries that's happening on the field that, you know, we may not be able to do this because this person. You know what I mean? And to be honest, going back to the Odell thing, you got to look at the mental aspect of his situation as well. Coming off of a ACL injury, mentally, it's rough. You know, being hurt in any sport and trying to come back is rough. So, I mean, there's a lot of things you could put into it. But I'm still in their corner. They've done great things. They do big plays. And, dude, the coach is awesome. So.
Do you think the Browns have devalued the wide receiver spot, or is this just a byproduct of having two really good running backs?
I think it's the byproduct of having two really good running backs. It's just who wouldn't want that? I mean, really think about it. Who wouldn't want, if you went to every NFL team and you talk to their head of their player personnel, their GM, and if you really never wanted to put the ball in the air and you could run out all the time in the game and keep the ball the majority of the game, who wouldn't want that?
I love the idea.
It's not that you devalue the wide receiver position, but why throw when you really don't have to?
Woody Hayes would agree.
It's the truth.
Yep.
It's the truth. It's a safe bet. I'm going to hand this person the ball. He already has it. However, if you're going to drop back, let's say you take a 3-step drop or 5-step and you throw that ball out, a ball can get tipped, interception. Ball could come off somebody's hand the wrong way, interception. You never know what could happen. So, I mean, who wouldn't want that?
Okay. I agree with you completely on that. In today's NFL, it's weird to me that that doesn't happen more often, Jamel, especially when you see guys who are okay running backs get an opportunity and they run the ball really well. So what's going on in the league then? You know, I mean, like Elijah Mitchell comes out of nowhere in San Francisco. When he's healthy, he gets 100 yards in the first game. Trey Sermon steps in. He does a nice job. That's just one example. And last year, James Robinson out of nowhere, undrafted guy, does great in Jacksonville. With so many teams obviously being able to run the ball fairly well, not like our team, I'm stunned that the league is where it is when it comes to pass crazy.
Well, that gets me too a little bit sometimes. But you got to think about it. The NFL is about excitement, right?
Yep.
Getting the big plays, keeping people on the edge of their seat, making sure. And like you said, some of the NFL teams don't want to devalue those wide receivers. You know what I mean? And you got to also remember, the NFL is a business. You know what I mean? You're not going to draft somebody in the first round that's wide receiver and not use them. You're going to do something. So, I mean, and then the other part of it is when the quarterback goes up to the line of scrimmage and as a running back, you can see what the quarterback sees. So most times you go into the huddle with two or three plays. Now, if the quarterback gets up there and the defense lines up in one play, you may have called a run in the huddle, but if the defense doesn't allow for that, I could check that off to a pass or whatever else I want to do. So there's a lot of that's going on. So maybe the initial call was, all right, it came in, we're going to run a run, but we could check to this play and this play if the defense allows for that. So when those quarterbacks go up there, you see them doing all that crazy stuff and they turn around, look at the running back. Maybe the run is off at that point. Now it's time to throw the ball. So, you know, you got to look at it that way too. So I could see it all. And it's different for me because I played it.
You like the Browns this week or no?
I like the Browns every week, man.
But do you like him this week rebounding after last week's game?
Yeah.
We saw one game where the defense dominated. We saw one game where the offense dominated. Can they put it together and can they beat the only undefeated team left in the NFL?
I think so. Any given Sunday, man. Any given Sunday, anybody can win. Who thought the Bears were going to go beat Las Vegas? Did you think that?
Not before some emails were leaked.
Not before some guy just got booted from the Tampa Ring of Honor this morning, too.
Dude, but no one thought that.
No.
No one thought that.
Yeah,
it's true.
So when I look at these games, man, everybody's like, oh, this person's going to do this, this person's going to do. I just laugh at that stuff, man, because you do not know. Injuries away, little injuries away, big plays away. Dude comes out, has a great game that was unexpected. It happens every week. And everybody's always scratching their head. There's a game every week that leaves you scratching your head. Like, really?
Yeah.
That just happened?
Yeah, that's true.
So, anytime, man. I mean, I'm in the corner all day. I'm with them.
Mr. Positivity. Outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Like it. All right, Jamel. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, it's always a pleasure, guys.
All right, Jamel. Thank you.
Right.
I'll see you at my next outfield lesson when you teach me how to play outfield.
Talk to you, man.
Goodbye.
Jamel White, former Browns running back. Fine baseball player. Also.
Mariners.
Yeah. Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.